Okay, good morning, Rabbi Sai. Continuing our discussion about the Asara Horugei Malchus, I said to you yesterday that we would start discussing today about whether or not the daughter of the Caesar, the daughter of this Roman emperor or whatever he was, governor, whether or not she was, how she plays a central role in the story, and whether or not was she virtuous or was she a villain. And Bliada, we will, but we'll do that tomorrow because I just wanted to continue our discussion from yesterday about how was Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Godoil allowed to be metame himself to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel by taking his head in his hands and kissing him and putting his eyes to his eyes and his mouth to his mouth and started saying Agantza Hesped. So I suggested to you yesterday that maybe he was already Tomei Mace because he'd been in prison and because he'd been in Oyal Mace, and therefore he was already Tomei Mace, and then you could clear. But the truth is, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank says the same thing. No, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank says the same thing, but he says you don't have to come on to whether or not he was Tomei Mace for someone else. He said he had Reb Shimon ben Gamliel right next to him in the building, in the room. Yes, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel had just been executed. Yeah, they cut his head off. And so therefore he had the mace right next to him. So therefore he was Zecher Tomei Mace already at the time when he took his body thing up. So he says, then you can declare whether or not a Kohen who's already Tomei, is there an issur to him to be Metame himself further? That's a different Shaila, he said. But in principle, he was Zecher Tomei Mace. That's one answer that I saw. I saw another answer which is brought down by the O Yohel. Reb Leib Chassman and also Moshe Feinstein discusses the same thing. And what they say is, there's a Gemara that says that Mishameis Rebbe, that when Rebbe Yehuda Amnossi died, Botlo Kedusha, it says, yeah, that there was no Kedusha. What does that mean? So Tosfos there, in Yevamos, Daf Samach Gimel, says, Tosfos says, it doesn't mean that from then onwards there was no Kedusha, there was no Tumah and Tahara from that day. It says, Mishameis Rebbe, on the day that Rebbe died, when a Godel Ador dies, when the Nossi dies, then there's no issa of being metame yourself to him. And therefore, Reb Chaim Kohen, who was one of the Balei HaToisvus, says in Toisvus, had I been around at the time when Rabbeinu Tam died, and Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen was himself a Kohen, he said, I would have been metame myself to, I would be metame myself to Rabbeinu Tam, even though we're not talking about Meis Mitzvah. We're not talking about Meis Mitzvah. Kohen Gadol could be metame himself to a Meis Mitzvah. We're not talking about Meis Mitzvah. He says, just the whole idea, and the Rambam paskens it, and it's paskens in Shulchan Aruch, that if the Nossi dies, then people could be metame himself to them, because that's a chelek of the respect that we have to communicate for the Nossi. And Moshe Feinstein says the same thing, but slightly different. And he says that in this case, it was a Meis Mitzvah, because there was no other way of being mechabed. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel had just been executed, that he was the Godel Ador. There was no other way of being mechabed him, except by taking him and holding him and saying good things about him, etc., etc. Therefore, Reb Moshe Feinstein said, that had the din of Meis Mitzvah. Right? In the same way that somebody she'ein lo kovrin is a Meis Mitzvah. Why? Because of Kovod HaMes. You have to have respect for the mess. So here, he had to have the Kovod HaMes for the Nossi, midin. Well, so that's Reb Moshe Feinstein. And the final one, which I want to mention, take only a second, which is that we pass it in Halacha, Shabbos, that even if somebody is very, very ill, and he's about to die, but you can do something for him. You can be Mechal Shabbos in order for Chai Yisho, that he should live another few minutes. Even if he'll live for another few minutes, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. So he says, this whole business of Rabbi Yishmael, Kohen Godel, taking the body, the head of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and crying over him, and saying a drosha, and starting a hesped, was to buy himself time, otherwise he would have been executed already. So all he was doing was buying time. He was starting, he took the head, and he started saying a drosha, and this wonderful thing, the tongue that said Torah, and now it's licking the dust, v'chule, 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 and the whole thing was simply a ruse, in order that to delay his own execution, in order that to buy himself another few minutes of life.
Started at Torway, Northwest London, Wednesday, Tes Tammuz, 24th of June. Rabbi Binyamin Marks, Shlita, Federation Shaila Text, Cutting Payers. This week's Torway is sponsored anonymously. Ulunishmas, our esteemed founder, Yitzhak Dov Ben, Rav Shimon Kol Tzvi Itzkovitz, Ramoni Brokol.
to the redacted edition. Good morning, everybody. So the title is Cutting Payas. There's actually a lot. There's actually a lot to say. People ask me, what's there to say about payas already? So there's quite a lot to say, of course, like any area in Torah. I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but I've got a bit of a thing about finding a connection between the siman that the Torah chose to locate the halachas of any particular area and the oisius, the number of the siman. And if you look with a careful eye, it's actually very easy to find. It's clear that the Torah very deliberately placed different areas of the halacha in the Torah and mismasader it with a kavana, so it's also easier to remember. So in this case, it's very, very easy because the siman here is Kuf Pei Aleph, and the posuk is Lo Sakifu. Posuk in Parashas Kedoshim is Lo Sakifu. Right, so this is Bal Takif, not to be Makif. So that's a Kuf Pei Aleph is Hakofa, big Makif. So very, very easy way to remember. You're a day of Kuf Pei Aleph. Coffee as well, right? Make sure you've got your coffee. And my son said to me, also Kop Kuf Pei Aleph. It's all about cutting there. Call the head. Okay. That I don't think the Torah had in mind, but it makes it easier to remember exactly where it is. Okay, so we know that the Torah says that Sikivu Pas Roshchem, and there's another Issos which we're not going to discuss, which is Veloy Sashchis, is Pas Konecho. So two Issurim, two very similar Issurim. One is Hakafas HaRosh, cutting off the two payas. It says in the Gemara that there are two payas HaRosh, there's one on each side where the jawbone meets the head, and then there's also the Konecho, which the Mishnah says there are five different locations a person can be over on. There's two different Asurim, person can be chai of two lots of malkas, even with one hasra, and for the al zakan on the beard, it's five. So we're not going to be discussing cutting beards, we're just going to be discussing a few points relating to cutting of the pears, and there's actually a lot of different things that we could discuss. So I've chosen two interesting points, which hopefully won't be too early in the morning for me anyway, maybe for you as well. Just interestingly enough, so the Rambam brings these halachas in Hilchas Avodah Zorah. And the Rambam, because the Rambam writes in Marei Nevuchim as well, that these Rambam basically brings a tam. He says that the reason why the Torah asks being the Lo Sakifu Pas Roshchem is it's a Srach Avodah Zorah, because that's what the Koimre Avodah Zorah, it's what the priests of Avodah Zorah used to do. So therefore the Torah, B'nai Shalom, wanted to be Merachikas from anything Doime to Avodah Zorah. But the Torah here, Kuf Pei Aleph, like we said, the Torah says, no, we don't need to be looking for Tamim, even if it's a Choik. We have to keep what the Torah says. It's not us. If you want to give explanations, but you don't start bringing in. It's almost as if the Rambam's opinion is that you can start perhaps making nafkaminas lehalacha based on this reason. Okay. So we're not. What I'd like to discuss basically is two halachas that the Gemara says in two different places. And then talk about some interesting questions which result. So, the first halacha, which we'll just in the order of the tour, is the Gemara says in Makkos that the Gemara learns from the Loshon of Lo Sakifu Pas Roshchem that not only is there an issa on a person to have his payos removed, but there is also an issa on a person to remove somebody else's payas. So, in other words, the Gemara says, Echad ha makiv ve echad ha nikiv. Whether or not a person is the makiv, meaning the barber. So, there's one issa, the Torah asked the person giving the haircut from cutting off the payas. And then there's the nikiv that we as Yidden should not allow our payas to be removed. So the Gemara says this: Echad ha-makif ve-echad ha-nikif. There's an issa on the makif is the barber, and the nikif is the customer sitting in the barber's chair. So if the barber cuts off the payas of the customer, so then they've both been over on the love of Lo Yisakiv for Pas Roshchem. And the Gemara says that a person, the Nikif, can even be Chayiv Malkus. How could that be? Asked the Gemara. It's a love She'im B'maisa. He's just sitting passively and having his hair cut. So says the Gemara, yes, you're quite right. We're talking about in a situation where he assisted, so in other words, he moves his head around by his Mate Roshoi in order to assist the barber. And therefore, he has a part to play in this Maisa, and therefore he's also Chayiv Malkus. So that is one clear halacha. We're coming to that immediately. So that's the next halacha I want to discuss. Messiah. Yeah. The only person's only Chayiv Malkus if he's Messiah the Makif. It's also b'chol inyan. There's a law b'chol inyan to allow oneself to have one's payas cut off is an issa. But there's only a chiyav malchus because if there's a maisa, there's only a maisa if a person moves his head to be messiah the bar. So it says, let's come to the second point. So there's a mishnah in kiddushin. The mishnah there goes through the chiyuvim of noshim. Lagabin mitzvahs, Mrs. Hasei Shazman Gromin, and women are not chayv, Mrs. Hasei Shazman Gromin, are chayv. Kol mitzvahs lo yisasei noshim abachlal, except with two exceptions, says the Gemara. At least Lagabin Yisraelin, there's two exceptions. Lagabin Kahanim, there's no issa on noshim to Kahanois to be in the Tamil Lemesim. Or, but Lagabin the general Isurim in Kolotov Rekolo, there's two exceptions, noshim and not bachlal. Number one, they're not bechlal the isav bal sashchis zukanecha, and they're not the isav bal lo sakiva pas roshchem. The Gemara explains, how do we know? Like, why not? So, legabe, as far as the zukanecha, the isav shaving off a beard is concerned, the Gemara says noshim are not bechlal. Ibesem a svara, ibesem a krok. Number one, svara noshim do not have, and number two, the Gemara is medayik from the pasuk that it's specific to men and not to ladies, but that's clear. The Gemara that's more posh to the Gemara. That's clear to the Gemara that there's no issa of noshim legabe pasuk anecha. It says the Gemara, and from there, because they're both written in the same pasuk, we learn too the issa of lo sakiva pas roshchem that hu adim noshim are not bechlau the issa of bal takif. Okay, so just summarize. Two halachas. Halacha number one is that as far as men are concerned, there is an issa on the makif, on the nikif, on the barber, and on the customer. And noshim, says the Gemara very clearly, the noshim are not bechlal, the issa of bal sakifa. So therefore, there's no problem for a woman, should she so choose, to have her payas harosh removed. One could ask the following question. Does that mean that noshim are not bechlal the issa to receive a haircut only? Or does perhaps it mean that noshim also not included in the issa to give a haircut? Perhaps in the same way, the same drosha that the Gemara uses to establish that noshim are not bechlal the issa to receive a haircut, if they would want to have their head shaved entirely, then they may do so. Does that also mean that they are allowed to give a haircut to, let's say, a man? Now, you might say, well, how could she possibly give a haircut to a man? So, yeah, we'll have to see. Oh, but that's the question I would like to pose to you.
My husband or child?
Yeah, so that's the question. Whether or not, well, we know one thing, and there's one thing that's mefurish in the Gemara, and mefurish in the Mishnah, that noshim are not included in the issa of receiving a haircut. The question is, can they give a haircut or not? I mean, where you remove the payas. So, the honest truth is, it's actually a machloikis in the Gemara, it's a clear Gemara, and it's a machloikis amaraim in the Gemara, Gemara Nozi. And the Gemara brings a machloikis, an interesting machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav Adna Bar Abba. And Rav Huna came out with the following statement. He said, it's osa to give a cotton a haircut, a cut also to be makif, to cut off the payers of a cotton. Loshon HaGemara is, HaMakif is a cotton, Hari Hu Chayiv. If a godel is makif, the cotton, it moves the payers of a cotton, the godel is Chayiv. So we've established already that why we understand that very good, because they know there's an issa on the makif and there's an issa on the nikif. So even though the nikif, being the cotton, is a cotton, and therefore there's no Chayiv Malkus, but nonetheless, the godel is b'chalal the issa, and therefore it's an issa for him to be makif. That's what Rav Huna said. Even though there's no issa on the cotton to receive the haircut, per se, because he's a cotton, he's not bar mitzvah. But nonetheless, even though the cotton has no issa, nonetheless, a godel is musar mitzat atzmoi, independent of the cotton. You have an issa not to cut off the payas of a yid.
Even though the yid himself is not
mitzvah. Exactly. It's fascinating. So that was the opinion of Rav Huma. Came along Rav Adar Ba'Abo, and he says, hang on a second. Tosis explains it. I can see your kids, your children, somebody's cut off their payers. They didn't have payers. Who's cut off their payers? Now, the Mefarish here explains that they had some kind of choili, and therefore they'd had their payers removed for some tzorech, which is an interesting point. Just bringing it up now at this stage. Hopefully we'll come back to it. The Mefarish says here that we're talking about the children had been unwell, and therefore there had been some reason why it was necessary to remove their payers. What is clear in the Gemara is that Rav Adda says to Rav Huna, he said to him, Mama galeach lahoim, who's been shaving off your children's payers? So Rav Huna said, it's my wife. My wife, Choyva. And Rav Adda gave Rav Huna klole. He says, if that's the case, tikvaron choyva lebonel. And the Gemara says that the whole lifetime of Rav Adda, in fact, there were no children that remained alive in the lifetime of Rav Adda as a result of this shkoga yotzim mipi hasholit, that he gave this very stark response, obviously of great feeling that there was something that was not correct over here. And the question is, what's going on? Because Rav Huna said it's osa. He said it's osa. You're not allowed to be makif as a godel. So he said to him, what's going on with your children? Where are their payers? No, my wife cut them off. So he said, your wife cut them off? And he gave him this klala. This obviously showing that he disagreed. So it's clear from Tosafot, it's clear from other Rishonim, that everybody agrees, as far as the Gemara is concerned, everybody agrees that there's no issa for an isha to be makif as a kotel. It's an amazing thing. There's no issa min adin, min haTorah, at least as far as the issa of Lo Sakifu is concerned, for an issa to be makif es hakotan. And hopefully we won't get confused. We'll try and keep this as clear as possible. Rav Huna's opinion was, like we asked a minute ago, we established already there's an echad a makif, echad a nikif. That was point number one. That was a Gemara in Makif. Point number two, we established that Noshim are not bechlal the issa of Bal Sakifu. Again?
Cotton.
Yeah.
But we also not
answer. Well, that's what we're discussing. Let's discuss that. As far as there's an issa on a godel to be makiv, there's an echad a makiv, echad a nikiv. We also know the noshim are not bechlal the issa bal tekifu. It says in the Mishnah, the noshim are not over. A lady can have her payers cut off. The question is, does that mean that she's also not included in the issa to give a haircut? So Rav Huna's opinion is, even though it's also for a godel to give a haircut to a cotton, a man, it's also for a man, it's also for me and you to give a haircut to cut off the payers of a cotton, it's also min haTorah, the echad amakif, echad anikif, a makif, you're not allowed to be makif, another yid, including a cotton. But noshim and abachlal, in the same way noshim and abachlal, the issa to receive a haircut, they're also not bachlal, the issa to give a haircut. And that just, let's bring it home straight away. That is the halacha. The halacha is like Rav Huna. I'm not saying it's mutter, but I'm telling you, min haTorah, it's mutter. Kepshuto min haTorah, it's mutter. That's what the Gemara seems to say.
When you say sasur,
It's also for a man to give a haircut to a kotan because the man is a makif. And a lady, Rav Huna said, they asked him, Rav Huna, how can you be that your children don't have payas? My wife did it. Your wife did it? Yes, my wife did it because noshim no bechlal. It says in the Mishnah, noshim no bechlal. And Rav Huna's opinion was that in the same way that noshim no bechlal, as far as the issa of receiving a haircut is concerned, so to the no bechlal as far as the issa of giving a haircut is concerned. Kol's not bachiyuvah. There's no issa. Because there's an issa, an independent issa on the makif. That's why.
No difference about lady or
goy. Correct. As long as it's not a man, it should be fine. There's no issa on the cotton because he's a cotton. Okay, let's leave chinuch and such things aside. We're talking about the strict, as far as the letter of the law of the issa of Baal Tekiva was concerned. No, as far as not for an issa, there's no issa for an issa. For a man, yes, but that's because there's an issa on the man. There's an issa on the man to be makif and cotton. Maybe I'm not going into the lompas. No, I'm not discussing the lompas. I'm just telling you facts. The fact right now is a heftzah of payers which can't cut off. I'm not discussing the lompas. But the facts are that a Rav Huna paskin that a cotton. A godel cannot be maki for cotton, but an isha can. What's the difference? The answer is, in the same way in Noshim are not bachlal, the isha to receive a haircut and have their payas cut off, so too Noshim not bachlal the isha to give a haircut to a cotton. And obviously, we didn't speak out, but let's just say what the elephant in the room, even a godel as well. Anybody, an isha can give, according to this, if Noshim are not bachlal the isha to give a haircut, to be makif, to cut off payas, there's no difference between a cotton and a godel because an isha was not bachal the pasha. When the Torah said this isha of lo sekifu pas rosh chen, the Torah was not talking to noshim. So even a godel. Now, but godel, you've got another problem that the godel is himself also to receive the haircut because he's a nikif. He can't receive the haircut. And the isha is obviously going to be being messiah the ovary of Avera.
No, the Akmir is a choyla.
Okay. If there's an isha deraisa, then. Whatever the klolim are, legabe, lif the ive, and etc. But if the man is allowed to receive, then Isha is allowed to give. Yeah.
Can a Jewish barber give a haircut to a goy?
You tell me.
Why not? I would think not, but if Isha is to give the haircut.
You're right. Logically, according to what we've said, well, there's a very strong argument, and it's probably not true, but the question is why. But according to what you're saying, again, it's 100% correct. Logically, the logical conclusion from what we're saying is there's one issa to be receive the haircut and being a nikif, one issa to be makif, and the two seemingly are not connected. So, therefore, it should be also for you to give a goy haircut to cut off a goy's payas.
If you see, like, the time is...
Tosfos asks this. Tosfos in Nozi asks this. Tosfos says, according to Rav Huna, in the same way that a godel can't be makif for cotton, a cotton's not a bar mitzvah, and yet the godel, a bar mitzvah, cannot give a haircut to a cotton. In the same way, Yisrael should not be able to give a goy a haircut, because it's two independent issuim, one in the makif, one in the nikif. It's a brilliant question. Tosfos asks this. And Tosfos says more. Tosfos says, "Why about an ishba, a man giving an isha a haircut? Should be also for the same reason. A man should forget a goy. An isha should be also for a man to be makiv the payas of an isha, because echad a makiv, echad a nikiv, two independent isurim. So, I'll read you Loshen of Tosfos. Tosfos addresses. We haven't discussed at all, and maybe it's better that we don't, because it makes it a little bit more confusing.
Not just check. We're all talking like."
We have not discussed that, but payas lahalocha, where machmeh, doesn't matter how you cut it off. Payas harosh, it's a machlokes rishonim, and it's something that I haven't discussed today, but there is a machlokes about whether or not, with beards, it's only with a razor. With the payas harosh, it's a machlokes rishonim. And we are machmeh not to cut it off even with anything, even with scissors.
When you say cutting it off, it has to be what?
Huh?
To the skin.
Not going into the whole the big machlokes, behind the kumoyk machlokes about shaving, etc. That's sugya. This is sugya with the answer. Coming back to these points that we're discussing, which is we're going to halacha, we're going to Rav Huna. We've established that Rav Huna's opinion was that there's two points really. A man may not give a bimaki for cotton, even though there's no issa on the cotton, there is an issa on the gadol. So we see that there's two independent nisurim, one in the makif, one in the nikif, and they're not dependent one on the other. And number two, noshim are not bechalal, either of those, whether being a makif or a nikif. So we're just now, the question was just raised, whether or not, if that's the case, a Yisrael can give a haircut as a makif, to be give a haircut to shave off the pears of a goy or an isha. And logically, according to the logic that we said, the step by step, unless we've missed a step somewhere, it should be osa. So Tosfos says exactly this point. And Tosfos says, Im toim le'rav hono de lo makish, makif le nikif, avagav de nikif labach, yuvuhu mechayiv makif, gam kena makif, is oivit kechovim lechayiv. Just like the Gemara said, if you makif a cotton, a godless chayiv, so too if you makif a non-Jewish, you'll also be chayiv. We'll skip out the bracket. And then Tosa says, okay, as far as a non-Jew is concerned, as far as a goy is concerned, we can say it says, Lo takifu pas roshchem. So Shchem says, clear, the Torah is only talking to... Okay. V'loi v'kuchov. But Tzorich Ian says, Tosa, v'makiv es ha'isho, ha'ichayiv k'mei b'kotten. But what about... Fine, so that will explain, that would say, okay, so there's no issa to be makiv as ha... As a goy. What about be makif and isha? So Tosis says Tzorich Iyum. Now Tosis, I said brackets before, it's not really brackets. Tosis suggests an answer, which is actually the answer that the other shonim give to explain. But the question is, in Lomdas, how exactly does it, how to make it work? Oh, but essentially the distinction that the Rishonim say, and this is the way the Ramah Paskas in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Pei Aleph, the way the Ramah Paskas there in Sivov, is that the cotton is, at the end of the day, even though we've established that there's an independent issa, one on the makif and one on the nikif, there has to be it's difficult, that's why Tosfos rejects it. There has to be some relevance, there has to be some shaykha, some connection on the nikif to the issa of loisakifu. And the other Rishonim say Eloshim that cotton is osi leklal chiyuva. The cotton is going to come one day to the klal of chiyuva. So he's already, although he's not yet obligated himself, no, has no issa, he's not muzza himself on the issa of Baal Sakifu, but one day he's going to be chal. In other words, he is a bar mitzvah, he's not a bar mitzvah now, but he is going to one day be a bar mitzvah, unlike an isha, and unlike a goy. So therefore, that's where there's an issa for a gold to be makif. In other words, when Rav Huna said, you can't be makif, it's a cotton, he's talking about a cotton, because why a cotton? Even though the cotton is not a bar mitzvah, and there's two independent surim, one on a makif and one on the nikif, but nonetheless, it's only because at the end of the day, the cotton will one day be bor leklal chiyuv, or by an isha and an agoy, which will never be bor leklal chiyuv, there is no issa. We haven't discussed at all Rav Ada, and I'll just say quickly outside what it is that his shitta was. It's Mavoyin the Rishonim, the Rav Ada, who asked the Rav Huna, and he gave him this klala. That his opinion was no, that Noshim, says the way Tosis explains, that he held that Noshim are Bechlal, the issa of being a makif. They're not Bechlal, the issa of being a nikif. But the Abachlad is being a makif. That's what Rav Ada held. Now, it's clear that Rav Ada held that really Noshim are allowed to give a haircut. That's clear from the Shonim that everyone agrees that Isha is allowed to give a haircut, allowed to be makif. But Rav Ada's Shita was not because an Isha is not Bechlal the Issa. An Isha is Bechlal the Issa. She can't give a haircut to a Godel. But he's makish makif the nikif. In other words, he held only, like you were saying before, the only where there's an issa on the nikif is the issa on the makif. But there's no issa on the nikif, there's no issa on the makif. In other words, they go hand in hand. He held that really an issa is also to give a haircut to a man. But why can Isha give a haircut to a cotton? Which, like I said, it seems to be clear that they held that was established, that was acceptable. Not because Noshim are not Bechlal the Issa at all of Al Tekifu. Lagabe giving a haircut, they are Bechlal, says Rav Adam. But there's another halacha that you've missed, which is that we're Makish, Makif le Nikif. And that means that anywhere where the Nikif doesn't have an Issa, the Makif also doesn't have an Issa.
So according to him, what did Rabban's wife do wrong?
Right, so it's a bit of a problem. Yeah, so why did he give her a cloth? Yeah. Right, so the Tosis explains that because I disagree with your logic. I disagree with your saying. According to you, Noshim are. I disagree. Noshim, but you don't hold the Vaimaki. You hold where there's no. Even though there's no Issa on the Nikif, there's still an Issa on the Makif. And since I disagree with you and I say no, Noshim Abachalal, she's done something wrong. It's difficult. Now the Rishonim use, like I said, so really it should come out that strictly in Halach, it seems to be when you've come away from the Gemara and you look in Shulchan Aruch, it should be that the Mechaber should say that it's mutter for an Isha to give a haircut to Makiv is a cotton. And in fact, the Torah brings the Sitta of the Smag, who says that it's mutter. And noch weiter, the Smag even says an Isha can be Makiv is a godel, but that's a bit problematic because of the Lifnei aspect. But to be Makiv as a cotton, it should come out that it's mutter. But the Rambam says clearly that. When the Rambam paskins it, she's not chayeves, or but mashma that the Rambam held it's osa. And I think the Ravid understood that it was an issa de rabbonon. Basically, it comes out the gam that we've established that noshim, that Rav Huna's opinion was, and that's the halacha, that noshim are not included in the parasha even as a makif. But there seems to be still some kind of an issa de rabbonon. We haven't got time to discover. It could be because of some kind of sefia, some kind of chinuch related, some kind of other issa de rabbonon. But obviously, there are all nafkeminis. It's important to know all this because when we're talking about chas v'shalom, there are situations where a child might need to have their payas removed, let's say for medical reasons or whatever. So then there's definitely obviously grounds even to be makel with potentially with an isha. Certainly with a goy, to get a goy to be makif as a cotton. I mean, even an isha, Yisraelis, min adin, is allowed, allowed to be. If it's medical, look, if it's a Yisrael for a meal, for Yisrael, a godel bar mitzvah, to be makif is problematic because it's an isha deraisa. The way we paskin, there's an isha on the makif, independent of the isha on the nikif. But for an isha to do it is definitely down a level. Certainly for a goy, question of mirila akum. Okay, but these are some of the fundamentals there in these halachas. The problem is that the.
Is not, the service that we mentioned is not on my service. not the mice. That's a chatiches asaris. Asaris asaris is the problem. It's the end result. So what do we care? What the who cares if the goy looks like a koimer of a design?
I was using it, yeah.